the Thou Shalt sect. The Thou Shalt / Shalt Not sect. Worshippers of Lord Jeebus. A narrow-minded group that insist all must live like them, or else. The cult is rising in strength, and it has members all over Dreamlands. The sacred Holy Lands to the cult is Deadfield. This is a great tract of plains where Lord Jeebus shall float down from a cloud heralded by the long silver trumpets of faceless angels. To keep the grounds pure, all life is destroyed or kept from here. Tall fences to keep the animals out. They burn the land once a week to shave the lands of its vile hairs. Pure children, who are the concubines of the pious elders, hunt for birds and insects and moles. They have knives and slingshots, sacks of powerful poison. The dead animals, and sometimes children, are left in the burned prairie. Sprayers coat them in poison to kill off any bugs they may attract. No life is allowed to soil the land where Jeebus shall first put his feet when he comes to give them dominion over the earth and the moon. Ashes and bones. Purity. The Thou Shalts, or Shouters, as people sometimes call them. They claim there's this holy relic as proof that they are the one true religion. This is
the Shroud of Jeebus.
It's a long cloth looking more like a bedsheet that is said to have been wrapped around Lord Jeebus after he was killed some 240 or so years ago. The sheet, shroud, contains the image of a naked man from the front, hands over genitals. No image of the back. This image is said to have been burned into the cloth when he rose from the dead and ascended into the holy heavens. But anyone not in a cult who examines the cloth will think it's a crude image of the Lord, is just a photograph projected and painted onto the normal bedsheet that was then burnt and frayed around the edges. The ancient yellow stains that mark the cloth as ancient more resemble the results of dipping the sheet in a vat of coffee many times. Experts examining the cloth normally decide that it's a typical bedsheet stained by coffee and detailed with a series of pen, paints, and magic markers. They give the date of the relic some 60 years ago, about the time when the Shroud of Jeebus first started appearing. As it toured the lands in a covered wagon snake oil sales tour, Nance O. Olensid, a carnival barker / traveling miracle cure salesman / psycho killer, made lots of money showing off this sacred shroud. He traded it for bail money in Jisterden after a couple of missing kids' garments were found, blood-stained in his tent. It was a straight trade to the night watchman, who then released Nance from the cage that he was being kept in, like an animal. People had been throwing rotten fruit and buckets of their own urine on him, but in the morning he was gone. No one knows what happened to him. After that, he was never seen again. But a child-murdering rip-off artist whose biggest hook was the death shroud of the resurrected god makes said object somewhat dubious. still, it is held as sacred behind a thick glass crate. Armed guards standing ready. Seer is not allowed within a car length of the holy relic. But for this, they pay good money. They're only allowed 2 minutes time to gawk. Some go right to the back of the line and sign in for two more minutes more viewing.